months to turn 30. Quit smoking and cleaned up the worry. I procrastinate manic impulse to distract myself. Trips to Chicago. Good morning, Scrawl Nation. Today is Friday, January 12th, and this is Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. You're listening to Scrawl Radio, hurried but well-considered thoughts about peer writing tutoring and the writing process, brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, a.k.a. the Aquable. I'm, as always, your host, Kate Harrington, joined by, as always, my co-host, Gia Z. What's up, Gia?
Hey, nothing much.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging.
this morning we're getting back into our Skrull groove. Mm-hmm. First show of the quarter, first show of 2018, which is very exciting. And as usual, pretty much every quarter we kind of shake up the team a little bit. So this quarter we're introducing some new hosts. We got some new team members. Very excited to do that in a minute. Why don't we just, Gia, what's been up with you?
You know, I've just been like hanging out.
Yeah.
Like I've just been around, not doing a whole lot.
Yeah. So it's our second week of a quarter.
Yeah.
And we just started. We just, the Writing Center just opened Tuesday.
Yeah. It's been the first work week of the year. And it's gone pretty well. I've had like my first appointments. They went really well.
Amazing.
Always a little nervous because you get back from the break and you're just like, what do you
want to
work
everything?
On? Yeah. But I am really excited about our new co-hosts. Shout out 2018, because it's an all-female cast, which is dope. And how it should
be. This is the first time in Skrull history.
Yeah. First time in Skrull history, there is an all-female cast. We're very appreciative, and this is going to be a really sick year.
2018 is coming up all women. Right?
Yeah, yes. Basically.
Yeah.
It's our year.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we have them introduce themselves if you want to just say like your name.
So we've got Katie A and Zoe K, correct?
Yeah.
That's their names on the schedules if you ever want to make an appointment with them.
Yeah.
Katie, what's
They're
up?
Great.
So I'm Katie A. I'm very excited to make Skrull history with this female cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
excited to have you
here. For what's in store.
I was going to say, why don't you give us a little bit, like, what's your major? How long have you been at the Writing Center?
Yeah.
I just started the Writing Center last quarter.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
In the last fall quarter, I believe Zoe did the same. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a journalism and public relations double major.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
Sophomore. So I've been doing that and it's going pretty well.
I was
going
to say, Gia's. Public relations and...
I'm a public relations major and journalism minor.
That's what I was
going
to say. I thought you
were
going to
And I also have a new minor in event planning. So
oh,
we'll see how that goes.
You are going to be busy, aren't you?
Oh, I am a busy bee. And we have our other co-host, Zoe.
What's
up? Hi, I'm Zoe K, and I'm really excited to be back on the air. I love doing radio stuff, not going to lie.
Yeah, so you had a show last quarter.
Yes.
What was your show?
The show was run by Catherine Kay, who also works at the Aqua Bowl. Angel, it was called Pillow Talk, a lit hour. And basically on, oh gosh, I think it was Wednesday nights, we'd come down here and we'd talk about literature for an hour.
That's cute.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cute.
It was great.
Love that.
It was quality. It's on SoundCloud if you wanna listen on. Listen
yeah.
To our old
we
shows.
Love plugs. Just plug it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So lit hour.
Honestly, I take this show to just plug all of my social media. Follow me at Straganona everywhere.
And Zoe, what is your major?
I am a writing rhetoric and discourse major with minors in American studies and psychological research methods.
Whoa. I'm actually taking my first American studies class this quarter.
Which
it's
one?
History of sex in America.
Oh, I just took that last quarter. Incredible.
Class.
Incredible class.
Allison McCracken is an amazing professor.
Truly incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you taking first era or the second era?
The second era. So it's like 1850s to now.
It's great. It's
Ooh.
Great. You learn so much about sex.
I'm so excited. The first day, like our intros, why don't we do this actually? This is a good icebreaker intro.
Ooh.
Was who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh,
so I said Corbin Blue.
Oh, wow.
Because when I watched High School Musical, everybody loved Troy Bolton, but me and all my friends were like, the curly haired one is way cuter.
This is true.
You're going to have to come back to me because I need a hot sec because I felt like I was just in love with everyone I laid eyes on.
Yeah, no, I get that. But like, who was like your first one that you were like, oh my goodness, this is what it's like?
I feel like I watched a lot
Disney
of
Channel
like
all the
Home
time.
Improvement.
Really?
Yeah, and The Middle Son. Who I believe voiced Simba in The Lion King.
Oh my God.
Even better.
Okay, wait, that's
double,
like a lot of information
whammy.
That
wow.
you just,
yeah,
yeah
no, I think that's like a little bit of like common knowledge is that like Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who played the middle son in Home Improvement.
Oh, that's right.
Also voiced
JTG.
The child version of Simba, because we all know Matthew Broderick was the adult.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
Amazing.
Wow. I thought you were going to say Tim Allen was your first.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, me
like,
too.
Okay.
No
okay. Yeah. What about you, Zoe?
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to go with Nat Wolff from the Naked
Brothers
Band.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said that in class.
Listen, because he still is.
He's still pretty cute. And also, I've been listening to a lot of Naked Brothers Band lately, and it still bangs. It's still a banger.
I know every song still,
it still
I think,
bangs.
Right?
It still does.
Long-distance relationships will kill you.
Yeah. Crazy
taxi
car.
Cab.
Yeah.
I should listen to that again. That. Yeah.
Gia, you got
yeah.
one?
Yeah, I do. So I didn't have cable growing up, and so I watched a lot of like old reruns of things.
Oh, yes.
So I'd say classic Zach Morris, Saved by the Bell.
Mm. Yeah, oh, that is classic.
The actual name is escaping me of the actor. I totally know it. It's something weird.
I think it like starts with an A.
Maybe. Well, I'm gonna look it up.
I was gonna say I don't know it and I can't help you, but
he now was a real like... cutie and he had all this good advice, like sage wisdom, you know.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I need to. Oh, it was Mark Paul Gossier.
No, it didn't.
A Gossler or something.
I had Gossier. No idea.
Yeah, he was a real one.
Okay, well, now I feel like Skrull Nation knows us all a little bit better now that they everybody knows who our first real crushes are. I think that's like a pretty good like indicator of who somebody is. You know, like if someone's first crush was like Jesse McCartney, it's different from this like Nat Wolff.
This is
you know,
like
true.
Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
But like not now Aaron Carter. Like, you know, like, absolutely like old Aaron Carter.
But really, we're going to be talking a lot about, you know, peer writing, tutoring, the writing process. We have, because we have a new team, we have like so many opportunities for new ideas, for new shows, but we were also thinking this morning about maybe dipping into some old shows and seeing what more we can do with them with a new team. So
bringing
I think
it's back
gonna be
the
exciting.
Faves.
Yeah.
Bringing back the faves.
Bringing back what works, and seeing how we can make it better still, because revision is one of our core practices.
Good one.
Thank you. I think we need like a
we were interested in fan fiction part two and then astrology part two.
I've gotten really into astrology recently. Honestly, if you don't know your chart, just come up to me and I'll do it for you because I need to know.
And if you don't know what time you were born, text your
check.
Mom.
Exactly.
Your mom will know. Your mom
I need exact location and time. And your birthday.
Yeah,
not,
so we
I can
did,
tell you everything about yourself.
We did a tarot card episode with Lori Dietz, the associate director of the Equable, which was so fun because so much of tarot card reading is about reflection, which is like a huge part of the Writing Center. And I think astrology is the same thing. It's not necessarily a predictor at all.
It
yeah,
really is.
Exactly.
No, actually, the theme of my digication portfolio is tarot cards.
That's awesome.
Amazing. Yeah, okay, so Zoe's maybe going to take the lead
expert.
On that one,
right?
Yeah, she'll be our expert.
Do some readings.
Yeah.
If you will.
Oh, yes, I've never had like my cards read.
Oh,
and
it's
I'm...
fun. I just read a friend's yesterday, actually, and it was just super fun to see how they could self-reflect on what they
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, so we did that with Lori Deeds, so I would love to do that again for
Did
sure.
Did Lori read tarot cards?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. She read my
A multi-dimensional
and,
woman.
Robert Daniels, our past Skrull members, and it was so cool to see, like, because then it has to do with like your relationships with people too. Yeah.
Amazing.
So that'll be fun to talk about. I think fan fiction could come back again.
I think fan fiction has evolved enough where like I need to see where it is now, because like the fan fiction I know is the one that I consumed as like a middle school slash like early high schooler,
like
and
Twilight.
I was like
I was the one
Twilight
writing.
Like One Direction stuff
fiction. That's impressive.
Yeah. You know, and what's up with the trends now? Like, what are people writing about? You know,
I would assume there's new like subgenres by now.
Oh, absolutely, super hulak. Yeah, there's it's all over the place.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are like the kids into?
Yeah, I don't know.
What are the kids into? Like K-pop? I don't know.
Oh my god!
I was gonna say we're all like 22, and we're like, what are the children?
What are these young kids? Who's the new heartthrob that everyone needs to write?
I think it's like Vine Stars. Yeah, exactly.
I bet it's like the MagCon or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Vine and YouTube.
We'll find some good stuff.
Jacob Sartorius,
I'll go on to like what is it's like fanfiction.net or something.
Mm-hmm. That's
like,
the largest one,
and I'll
you'll see
the
like
database of fanfiction.
K-pop has like 80,000 entries
I'm
or
not
something
surprised.
Insane wow. like that. Yeah, they like trump all of any other like genre. Of...
Honestly, that word is triggering for me now.
Let's censor that.
Let's censor that.
Let's bleep that out.
Okay, I'll try not to use it as a verb anymore, just so Gia doesn't get upset with me.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk to our new Equivers about your guys' new experiences like with being at the Writing Center for the first time. So like how was your first quarter? Like how did you feel, you know, starting in the class? You start with the training class and then just kind of getting into your appointments
easing
and things like
into
that. Katie, how about you?
Well, I just think it's kind of funny, like last quarter when I started tutoring, I was like very scared and like just so unsure about like how to conduct an appointment. And then like Tuesday was my first shift this quarter, and it's like I didn't even think about it. Like, just getting back into it once you've done it, it was so easy.
Yeah.
And it's really just like talking to people.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely you need to like know theory, you need to know what you're doing in practice, and like reflect and like make sure that you're getting better. But it's really kind of like an organic thing, I would say. And
like
just
getting back on a bike, right?
Yeah. My favorite thing I'd say would just be like, honestly, just like learning new things. Like, I learn a lot from like the papers that I read. You read a lot of different stuff. So I like the experience of just getting to talk to people, see their viewpoints, help them out.
Yeah.
It's a very social job, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. And once you realize that it is really just having a conversation with somebody about their writing, you're like, oh, I'm not as scared to mess
pressure.
It up or anything.
Yeah
for sure.
Yeah.
What about you, Zoe? What was your experience?
My experience was, I would definitely say just overall as a whole, it was super great.
Yeah.
I mean, I met my two best friends through working at the Aquaville, which
That's awesome.
So cute. So cute, honestly. But I think the whole tutoring process, especially at the Aquaville, kind of reminds me a lot of speed dating. And so you just get better at it and being able to like cut to the chase and get to the core of what you're doing, but also being able to be like, this is a relationship that could go somewhere kind of thing. That's how I really feel about the Aquaville
style.
I like that.
Yeah, that's an amazing metaphor.
I don't think I've heard that before, but that's super accurate.
Yeah.
And the whole rapport thing.
Mm-hmm. Those just like circular tables, like it's similar to speed dating.
It's very speed dating.
It's timed. Yeah, you're in and you're out.
Hi, why don't you have a seat? How are you doing today?
I like that idea though, because it is like when you first start, it's like a date where you're like, I don't know, what do I start talking about?
Exactly.
Yeah, like how do we find common ground or whatever? And then, you eventually get good at it and you're like, okay, 5 minutes in, I'm done with my rapport. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to set the agenda. Like, let's go. Right?
There's a process into it all.
Definitely.
But I had my first appointments of the quarter the other day, and I'm always a little nervous when I come back from a break because I feel, especially like our winter break, which is just so long.
Yeah.
And you're just DePaul not doing anything.
And there's no reason for it to be that long.
I know. DePaul, I'm okay if you shorten it. I really am.
Please.
Except I didn't want to come back to school on January 6th.
No.
Just going to throw that one out there.
Let's let's like just shift the times of that. But I came back and I was like, oh my gosh, do I know how to do this? And I like sat down with a person and I was like, hey, what do you want to work on today? What are you concerned about? And it just went really well. And so all my anxieties kind of left my body.
Amazing.
Yeah, just thought I'd give you that update.
Yeah, I only had like two appointments this week, but it was the same thing where I was like, what do I do? How do I do this again? And then you just start talking to them and they're like,
it's like riding a bike.
It is. Well, my first appointment this week was a written feedback and I like opened it up and everything, and then I forgot where the comment button was on Word.
I was like,
where do I comment? Why isn't there like a thing that's telling me how to do this? I was very confused.
Microsoft Word, if you're listening, can you streamline that, please? So I don't have to like double click and say add comment every time. Thank you, please.
Yeah, what a pain. So did you, all three of you guys, go to the winter retreat?
We did.
Yes,
we did. I missed it.
I was very sad about it. Kate's not here.
So was there anything that from that day that you guys picked up on? Like, were there any new tutoring ideas that we brought up, or like any check-ins?
Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
So we did those round
conversations.
Robins.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
I don't know if anyone had to go to the peer tutor mentors
summit.
Oh yeah, we did for a little bit.
I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, you weren't required to go, so I don't think you guys went. But if you had a shift that day, you had to go. So I was present. And we did the same kind of
thing. We were
too.
Robins. We had to come after Scroll. So, yeah.
I was not there, actually. I was in Minnesota. But that's another story.
Yeah. So, with the round robins, I really think that's beneficial learning. It's like a place where you're like all talking about your job, so you kind of can see everyone's viewpoints. And I really kind of learned that everyone was on the same page with, I forgot what table it was, but we were talking about like sometimes if you read a genre you're not familiar with and you're like going over it and you don't really know what they're talking about and you don't really know what the style is, you just kind of feel like not stupid, but you're like, oh, I don't even know how to approach this because I'm not familiar with like this genre. And it just was comforting to know like, other people had the same like insecurities, and you just gotta like look it up and like take your time and maybe like ask a friend, so ask someone you think might be more familiar with that genre and like the style in it. So it was good to know everyone was on the same page.
Definitely. Yeah, that is cool. And I mean, we are all different like writers and readers who have experienced so many different kinds of like texts and things that we've read over our lives, so of course we're not
we all have like different expertises and different genres and things like that. So that is kind of cool to see. Yeah. And also we just harp on the fact that like knowing genre is so important to like being able to know how to improve a piece of writing, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Dope.
Wow.
What Zoe, did you remember that?
Me and Gia were at one of the round robin tables, and it was the mediation one. Was that the word?
Yes, with Katie Brown.
Katie Brown, yes. And we talked about
one of our directors, yeah.
She brought in some of her law study stuff, and we talked about how to like handle conflict within a short meeting time, and it was just really interesting to learn about
conflict mediation.
That was a good one because you had to like self-assess how you already thought you handled conflict. So it was kind of meta. It was good.
Yeah,
it was very meta.
Yeah, that reflection. That's something I think about a lot as well because I'm like, I have a lot of control issues, and I whenever
I told Gia to put a song on this morning, and she just died stink eye because I told her what to do.
Yeah, I don't like when people tell me what to do. But yeah, I had to think consider that a lot because I know when I handle conflict, it's very like as soon as I sense it, I'm like, oh, this can't happen. And I'm like, let's squash it now. And it's usually like even if it's like not my conflict, I'm like, I'm in this now and I need to like mind my own business, honestly.
So we were kind of talking about like conflicts that could arise in
within
appointment.
Appointments. Yeah,
cool.
Definitely.
Because
there can be things where you're just like, this isn't quite the way, it's just a little tense.
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
There's like a disconnect.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we're not clear about like the agenda or like how we're gonna conduct an appointment. Yeah.
And I think that like, I like had appointments occasionally where the writer like isn't super excited and stuff to like be there. And you kind of have to be like, okay, well like I'm here to help you. I'm like here to like learn with you. You know, we're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And just be like, you're going to have fun today.
Yeah. So most of it can be solved, I think, through being like more clear and transparent.
Communication is key for everything in life.
Oh, my God.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. Unless you're a spy. Then you should know.
You should keep some secrets.
Unless you're a spy.
Should we do an episode about like codes?
Oh my gosh, yes. Wait,
that's a great idea.
Great. That could be like a multi-part series. There's so many different variations.
Oh my gosh, we should find a professor or something.
Yes.
I bet there's a professor.
Yeah.
I bet there's something.
I have
at
how cool
in mind.
Would that be? Yeah.
That'd be so great. There's so many different variations. We could do Navajo code talkers. We could do just the written code. Mm-hmm.
What about that the imitation game? What was that?
Oh, the machine.
Yeah.
The machine.
I don't know what it's called.
Alan Turing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Alan Turing. Nice. Yes.
Good. Got the name. There we go.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
I've always,
exactly. Right. Yes.
Yeah, that would be really cool because that's a huge part of linguistics, I think.
Definitely.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Building that. And we are talking to our associate director, Matthew Pearson, this morning. Shout out, Matthew, if you're listening. About the origin of writing.
Yes.
And I think that
taking his class on it.
Really? He has a class on it?
It's called
class?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was
word
thinking about taking about that, but
it
didn't fit with my schedule. Yeah.
I feel like that would be cool to talk about. Matthew and us were talking about this morning how it was, you know, originally just used to help with like trade.
Yeah, it was
like,
used to count goats. How many goats do you
have? Goat and rice. I'm going to write that down and so you know.
And, more goat,
and
more
then,
rice,
you know,
please.
Out of necessity came to like, well, also I have a lot of feelings, but also goats and rice. So
goats,
like,
rice, and feelings.
Goats, rice. That's going to be the like title of my next memoir, honestly.
Goats, I would
rice, think that should be Scrawl's new name.
I was just going to say that.
Hi, welcome to Goats, Rice, and a Lot of Feelings.
podcast.
We've boiled it down to writing's most essential components.
Truly.
And we're ready to go now.
Yeah.
I love it.
The origins.
I think an episode about the origins of writing would be cool too. We'll make Matthew do it for sure.
Oh yeah. Just make him talk.
I love this. You know, I love this. I think we said we weren't gonna do this, but I love this like on air planning.
Yeah, I know.
We're just like, what do we wanna do?
What do we wanna talk about?
It's helping a bit.
It is. I mean, that's a huge part of the process.
Getting back
of
into
the brainstorming process,
and whatnot.
Whatnot.
Yeah, I think my new thing for this quarter is pronouncing silent H's. Like in honestly and what. Great. I can't wait to listen to the
I had a real problem doing that with the word herb, like, until herb? I was, like, 14.
Oh, it was, like, a childhood problem.
Herb, yeah.
The name, when it's somebody's name.
Herbert.
Herb. And then when it's a thing yeah. that you eat, it's herb.
Which yeah. is ridiculous.
And way too confusing for any 14-year-old.
But I think yes. in, like, the United Kingdom, it's herb.
Of course.
That would make sense.
That, can't we just they're do that? Just,
let's do an episode about accents.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Or like just
or multicultural writing. And
Katie got very excited.
No, I like heard the sound and I was, whoa, oh my God.
Or I have always been interested in like the words that we use that like British people don't use, like telly yeah. and like things
Bangers or that are different like chips yeah. are yeah. not mm-hmm. really chips
crumpets
and biscuits
or cookies yeah. right?
it's okay, wild over there yeah. I know like three examples of that right but I'm like
let's do a whole episode like wellies
yeah
finger rain boots
oh
that's adorable
wear your galoshes I love the word
yeah
galosh.
That's way cute too yeah
I also think lowest of keys it would be cool to do an episode on applications.
Oh, I was like, what does lowest of keys mean? Okay, applications.
Like, of what? Like, well, I just applying think, to things?
So, yeah, like, because I'm honestly, yeah, I'm what? Like applying, well, I'm applying
or, like,
for
like iPhone apps?
Oh, okay. Well, like, I'm applying to internships right now, and that comes with a lot of cover letters and essays.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, and every time I do a cover letter, I, like, forget how to do a cover letter. Yeah, and I'm like, so is this just a letter of me just, like, begging for a job? And it's like, yeah, basically.
Basically, yeah.
How to like do the humble brag, you know, because mm-hmm. that's something that I have a weird time with. Are you yeah. applying for, not to ask you about your future, Kate, are you applying for like grad stuff right now or not?
I am not, no. Oh, but we could absolutely talk about grad school applications yeah, because they're a whole genre of applications around. In themselves. Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, they are. It is coming around. Wow. Well, or is it already happened?
Oh, I don't know, honestly.
I don't know how that works.
I think it all differs, think, like, too. I think, like, I'm actually pretty sure, like, if I want to do a bio for grad school, I have to do it now. But
right.
I don't know what I want to do with my life. So, who knows?
Who does?
Yeah.
Whom knows?
Honestly, correct. A couple people, and when I meet them, it's scary.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
Where they're just like, yeah, I know exactly what I want to do, and I'm, like, on track, and I'm like, good for you.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
We have done at least one episode on, like, job applications and resumes and cover letters, but, again, with a new set of people, we could do
yeah.
whatever your guys' tips are. Because I get those appointments all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so I feel true. Like I got my
I've made an appointment
tips
for that.
Down.
Yeah.
Me too.
Me too.
that's
one of my goals, I think, this quarter is to actually make an appointment at the Writing Center. Because every quarter I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to have someone look at my work and be critical and stuff. And then I don't.
I am
that's one of my goals, my smart goals.
I was going to say, I'm so glad you brought up the word goals.
Okay, so both Katie and Gia, you have goals to bring in like your own. Like, yeah. Are you thinking like resumes or like
mine
writing?
Mine was three like papers or essays, just assignments, because I write almost all of my homework, like essays and papers and stuff like that, like probably the morning they're due. Like,
right,
I'll start
yeah.
like after
oh,
midnight.
Too.
And like,
I think everyone at the Writing Center is like notorious for doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Wake up a couple hours before the class and then you're like, okay, four pages, yeah. I can do this.
But like, we all know the like value of revision and all of that,
yeah.
but we're still like, I
it's
can
really
still put it off.
In like your personality. But yeah. it's not necessarily that bad because I do think there's a certain part of me that works better like when a deadline is like breathing down my neck.
Yeah.
And there's
yeah.
like a sense mm-hmm. of just like such urgency. And it's like honestly very creative. But with
that's
that being
your
said,
process. Yeah.
Hmm. it needs to be revised. And so I wanted to submit like three papers. So I just got to like make these appointments, make sure I write my drafts before then.
Yeah, yeah, that's
a a smart thing to do would be to like make your written feedback appointments like now for when they're due, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get like the notifications
oh,
and then you like right. I think that's
good
a great
thinking.
Thank you.
Kate. Kate just solved my procrastination issues.
No, because I do that and then I still like I get the email the morning of like you haven't attached a draft and I'm like, yeah, I still haven't written it.
Oh yeah, I did that last quarter and then I got the you haven't attached a draft email and I was like, cancel appointment.
I'm a failure. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, maybe I'll actually do that this year. I should do that with like applications I'm doing because
yeah, I think resumes are like endlessly helpful to get feedback
oh, yeah.
on.
Oh
yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
You can never have enough feedback on your resume.
I need to like redo mine, honestly. It's very old.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot of like I worked a coffee job like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And people are like, great,
please hire me for your office job now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Zoe, what about you? Do you have any smart goals that you've been thinking about
or revising for this quarter?
You know, I wanted to join a team.
Dope.
You done did it.
You did it.
I beat the system. I achieved a goal.
Yeah, nice.
So that was my real big goal. Just join a team, build more community.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. I wanted to talk a little bit about that because you guys, when you start at the Writing Center, you don't have the opportunity to be on a team until your second quarter. So I guess, like,
welcome.
Yeah. Welcome. Is there anything that you're, like, hoping to get out of a team? Or, like, anything that you, I don't know, that's kind of a broad question.
Journalism is part of my major, so yeah. I wanted to experience some of the different mediums, which, and so far, I like this. I mean, I just like to talk, chat. So this is, like, ideal.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I definitely think it's always good to, like, branch out. Like, being on a radio is very different from, like, writing a feature piece or whatever. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I talked about a little about this last quarter, but I was on Outreach, actually, before I did Scrawl. Or actually, I was on Outreach before I planned Liz Awards before I did Scrawl. Yeah. And I think that, like, joining teams at the Uncle Bowl is, one, not only, like, a nice break from just constant tutoring, which can get a little overwhelming if it's just back to back to back. But yeah, that perspective that you have joining, like, a different part of the process of being in, like, a center like this is really interesting. And especially Outreach, because I am a public relations major, like, learning how to work social media and, like, talk to people like that, and to, like, fund the system or the center that I love and care about so much.
She is so passionate.
Yeah, I'm just really in my feelings this morning.
Wow. That's why you were playing all the sad music this morning.
Yeah, I was trying to make everyone else sad, get on my level.
She succeeded.
It's fine.
We had to turn off the music.
Just ruined the mood this morning.
Really?
I think my goals are also to bring in writing. I don't know if you guys know about Writers Guild, but Writers Guild is a writing group that the Aqua Bowl has.
Shout out to Jen Finstrom.
A million shout outs to Jen Finstrom.
She's amazing.
Our real friend here at Scrawl.
She co-facilitates on Thursday nights with Evan R. And then I and former Scrawl host Brendan Peterson co-facilitate on Wednesday nights, so 6 to 7:30. If you ever want to bring in, it's usually, like, creative pieces, but people have brought in, like, journalistic pieces, same with essays and things like that, and those are always really fun to, it's like a really chill way to get feedback on stuff. We got snacks and everybody just kind of casually talks about things, so
I love that. It's a delightful time.
It is, yeah. You should for sure stop by.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah, I think that if I ever got into, like, creative writing, which I do want to get into.
Ooh, you should.
Do it.
I don't know. We had a chat about creativity in my event planning course. And we were talking about, like, can you learn how to be creative or be taught how to be creative? Or is it, like, just a natural, instinctual thing? And I myself think that, like, idea-wise, I can be creative. However, I've always struggled with, like, long form writing and, like, continuation of a story and being creative.
So is that what you're trying to try this year?
Yeah, I'm trying to get better at it, because although I don't think that, like, someone can force you to learn how to be creative, I do have a drive to be creative. And so,
yeah.
You should dabble in, like, some poetry.
Yeah.
Seems like a
great. See, that's what I was going to say. It sounds like you have the ideas, but you're just not sure what ways you want to express them. And there's a million ways to do it. Yeah.
I could do talk poetry.
Like, short stories are not for everyone.
Do slam poetry? Yeah.
I'm inspired.
Girl. Do some lyric essays.
I'm inspired.
Yeah. We should have another slam poetry episode of Scrawl.
Yes, we should.
We've done those every year, I think, around this time. So we'll have to start recruiting slam poets. Maybe Gia will be.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perform one of my slam poems.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, so we'll give you some time to revise and work on your poetry. Yeah,
appreciate
for sure.
that.
Does anybody else have any, like, writing or, like, peer writing goals for, like, 2018 that they want to share?
2018.
I'm personally trying to write a lot this year.
Me too.
This is the year I have to write a lot. Yeah. Mm. Like, I think I want like a set of pieces, like nonfiction pieces. Mm. I would also like to have like an original pilot, a TV pilot.
Written. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Ooh. I know.
This is exciting.
Really I know. It's a lot of things that I'm going to have to do, though.
2018 is our year, everyone.
Yeah, right.
Amazing. Love it. No, you my writing ready? Goal is to just continue making my seasonal zines.
Oh, that's awesome. You make seasonal zines?
I got, Zoe gave me one of their zines recently, and it was phenomenal. Highly recommend. I'll give you my copy to read.
Yeah. What's it called?
Well, the collection is called Meld. That's the overall title, and then each season has a different name. But
That's awesome. So you do like every couple months?
Yeah. So like I did a summer one. I did my fall one. I'm working on my winter one.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
it's lovely. There's a lot of really beautiful pieces in it, and there's some cool, I think there's photography.
Yeah, that's collage. Some paintings. Yeah, you know,
a lot of mixed medium
artsy out here.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm gonna have to get my hands on one of those.
Yeah.
And then you're gonna have to bring your pieces into Writers Guild, I guess.
I absolutely will. I need some more feedbacks before I keep publishing stuff.
Awesome. You're just like, this is fine.
Literally, I'm like, okay, I want to be done.
Yeah. Yeah. Urgencies.
Well, that's awesome. It sounds like we all have a lot of exciting goals moving forward for our writing year, for applying for things, for getting on with our lives, I guess. as well as some good peer tutoring goals. I think that's going to be it for this week. We're doing a short little intro show. And it's good to be back on the air, and hopefully next week we'll have one of our really exciting ideas to show everybody.
Yeah, yes. We're all very excited. Just thank you to our new hosts. We're both, Kate and I, are really excited to have you here. Yeah,
so excited.
We're excited to be here.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Everyone's excited.
It's all happy and good.
It's all, the vibes of 2018. Happy and positive.
Yep.
I love it.
And then hopefully next week we'll come back with a little bit more structure. Yep. And we'll catch you guys on the flip side. Have a good weekend.